श्रीमद्भागवतम 7939 नैतन मनस्तव कथा सुविकुंठनाथ संप्रियेत दुरीत दुष्टमसाध तीव्रम कामातुरम हर्षशोक भयैषणार्थम तस्मिन् कथम तव गतिं विमृश्यामि दीनः। सो हियर प्रह्लाद महाराज इज नाउ मूविंग ऑन टू the eternal enemy in material existence who is constantly provoking us towards adharma, and that is the mind. So he has talked about various demons who trouble us throughout the beginning of creation, throughout the history of creation. He started with the demon of ignorance, from which Brahmaji was rescued by the Lord's appearance. Then he talked about Madhukaitava and various demons and the various incarnations that rescued people from those demons. Lokan vibhavayati, that was in the previous verse. And now he's talking about, actually, all of us, we may be living at times when there are no physical demons, but there's the demon of the mind who is always there to trouble us. And what does the mind do? He's saying, my dear Lord, you have performed so many wonderful pastimes. And these pastimes, if we absorb ourselves in them, we can all become free from misery, free from anxiety. You are Vikunthanatha, you are the Lord of that abode which is free from all anxiety. But unfortunately, Naitan Manas Tava Kathasu Vikunthanatha Sampriyate. So the mind doesn't find these pastimes palatable. Why? Because Durit Dushtam Asadhu Tivram. The mind is asadhu. It actually is dishonest, Prabhupada translates this. It has non-saintly, materialistic tendencies. And those tendencies are Durit Dushtam. Because of our past activities, Durit Dushtam. The mind has become wicked, it has become polluted. And it is not just polluted, it is actually tivram. Now the tivra word refers to intense. In this context it refers to, it has such a force, such a velocity that it is difficult to control. So the Upadeshamrita uses the word vega. Vega means speed. It means when the desires come up, they come with such speed, such momentum, such velocity and ferocity that they are almost impossible to control. Tivram. Kamaturam harshashoka bhayaishanartam. So instead of being Krishnatur, eager for Krishna, this materialistic mind is Kamatura. It is always constantly looking for, hungering, craving, despairing for opportunities for sense gratification. And naturally, whenever we seek sense gratification, because that is external to us, because that is not in our control, so we go through a variety of emotions, all of which are centered on artham. We are basically distressed because we want and we don't get. So on the few occasions when we get, there is harsha. On the many occasions when we don't get, there is shoka. And even when we get, we are fearful, that is bhaya, that we will lose it. So when the mind is on such a roller coaster of emotions, how can it be fixed on Krishna? Tasmin katham tavagata vimrishyami dinaha. So my dear Lord, I'm so fallen, how can I vimrishyami, absorb myself in tavakatha? How can that become my object of absorption, my desired destination? So here Prahlad Maharaj is taking the role of a conditioned soul and is telling us that we need to recognize that our mind is our greatest enemy. Our mind is what prevents us from absorbing ourselves in Krishna Katha, in Krishna Naam, in Krishna Seva. So through this expression of mourning, of lamentation at the inability to control the mind, Prahlad Maharaj is indirectly asking the Lord for help. He is saying, just as in the past you saved your devotees from demons, please save me from the demon of the mind. And before we can actually wholeheartedly pray to the Lord for being saved from the mind, we need to recognize how dangerous an enemy the mind is. And prayers like this prayer by Prahlad Maharaj help us to realize how the mind is so dangerous. It will constantly keep us in misery unless we beg for the intervention of the Lord, who will by His magical mercy bring our mind under control and help us to fix it on Him. So we need to fix our mind in Krishna to stay, to keep it under control. But to fix the mind in Krishna, we need to have some control on the mind. And for that also, we need Krishna's help. So this is how thoroughly we are dependent on Krishna for our, even to survive in spiritual life, or to speak of thrive by going closer to Him. Thank you.